Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 12th day of April, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of Northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 33 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we got a couple inches of snow. Supposed to get a couple more inches tonight, a couple more inches tomorrow night. I mean, it's winter. It's time for winter. It's April. Oh, mercy. Gotta love it, man. Need the snow. I mean, goddamn, I'll take 6 fucking feet of it, but it'll be June before anybody will be able to fucking enjoy it. By then, we'll be smoked in by the Californians. It's a pretty fucked situation, to be honest with you. U.S. gun makers to ask judge to toss Mexico's $10 billion lawsuit, and we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, U.S. gun makers to ask judge to toss Mexico's $10 billion lawsuit. I mean, fuck. Hey, how about the artillery we left in Iraq for the Taliban, I mean for the, whatever, the ISIS or whoever nails, whatever they're calling themselves this week. What about what we left in Afghanistan? You think that might kill more fucking people? And who sold them that? Well, that was the fucking, the corporation, the United States Corporation. But they're not looking at getting sued. I mean, they took that, all that goddamn kill power. It'll end up killing Americans. I promise you. Anyway, this is from Reuters. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Major U.S. gun manufacturers on Tuesday are slated to urge a federal judge in Boston to dismiss a lawsuit by the Mexican government accusing them of facilitating the trafficking of weapons to drug cartels leading to thousands of deaths in Mexico. No shit. I mean, you're going to get, what the hell was his name? Holder? Eric Holder? Huh? Yeah, Operation Fast and Furious. I mean, who is really facilitating this? The people who making the guns or the government fucking, well, not the government, but the kingpin cabal of fucking Eric Holder, you know, he refused to give the documentation over to the, I think it's Senate Investigative Committee and was found in, no, it was Congress. He was found in contempt of Congress. Whatever happened to him? Did he go to jail? What would happen to you if you got found in contempt of their fucking their unlawful fucking courts that have no jurisdiction over you and they fucking know it? There is no law in this fucking country, people. Not for them, not for us. Lawmakers lawyers for gun makers, including Smith & Wesson and Sturm Ruger and Company, are expected during a virtual hearing to ask U.S. District Judge F. Dennis Saylor to toss a novel lawsuit Mexico filed in August seeking $10 million from them. So they're filing in our fucking country? A fucking foreign country? I mean, what the fuck is going on? Oh, I get it. See, this is how they got that goddamn federal government in there, people. A piece at a fucking time, and they're going for fucking world government now. The people never consented to no goddamn national government in this country, no federal government. We never did. We did not fucking sanction the Constitution. We did not ratify it. It was not ratified by the people or any representative of the people. They just kept building on it and building on it and declaring more fucking powers and shit that they could do. And we just kept letting them fucking do it, even though it was direct violation of the fucking law of this country, the only fucking law in this country, the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, ratified by the people law of December 15, 1791, which was attached to that piece of shit fucking constitution that never was, which was just what this, they're just doing the same thing at a higher fucking level, people. They are declaring government over you. They're declaring their government over your fucking rights and your law and your fucking jurisdictional authority. Just if you, in case you didn't know. Lawyers for gun makers, including Smith & Wesson and Sturm Ruger Company, are expected during the virtual hearing to ask the judge to, dismiss it. Mexico accused the companies of undermining its strict laws. Well, fuck your laws in Mexico. They don't apply to us. Put the fucking border fence up. Get your fucking people on your side of the fence and guard your fucking borders so that them fucking guns can't get across. Well, that's right. Eric Holder and fucking Company and the goddamn, and pretend like the Mexican government isn't the fucking cartels. It's goddamn, they are. You know, they're wanting to have the police officers in goddamn San Francisco. Illegals can be police officers. Boy, you ain't never been to Mexico, have you? If you have, you go, what? They'll walk right up and shoot somebody right through the fucking head. The federales will. And that's what they're fucking pushing towards here. We told you they were building goddamn armies inside your goddamn borders, and this is one of them. Now they'll start putting fucking suits on them and guns in their fucking hands, and they can start fucking doing what they do down in Mexico to the Mexicans. They think. If you fucking allow it. Companies of undermining strict gun laws by designing, marketing, and distributing military-style assault weapons in ways they knew would arm drug cartels, fueling murders, extortion, and kidnapping. Well, yeah, they knew. They knew that the fucking federal, the United States Corporation would fucking set up a fucking backdoor fucking guns for fucking drugs fucking deal. I mean, that started with fucking Reagan. All you people out there worshiping Trump also worship fucking Reagan. That son of a bitch took fucking dope from the Sandinistas down in El Salvador, sold that dope on our fucking streets through the DEA, took that fucking money, bought fucking guns from Iran, and sent them to the fucking Sandinistas. It was called a black op, and it was supposed to be against law. Well, I guess, the only one that went to jail for it for a little while for what should have been a Class A felony. And in the Admiralty, it's impossible to talk law when there is no fucking law. The only law there is the law the people are not in fucking forcing. And I mean, shit. How stupid. Mexico's lawsuit said over 500,000 guns are trafficked annually from the United States into Mexico, of which more than 68% are made by the manufacturers it sued, which also include Beretta USA, Beretta Firearms Manufacturing, Colt's Manufacturing Company, and Glock Incorporated. Well, shouldn't they be suing the fucking, the corporation here, the fucking, United States Corporation? They're the ones licensing these, the operations, and we're allowed to have any fucking guns we want. We don't have to worry about the country down below. It's still the fucking border, and you don't have to worry about it, do ya? But that's not the idea. And those fucking guns, don't worry about them down in Mexico, because they're going to be used here against you. You'll pay for your own fucking death. Just like you always have. Fools Incorporated. The companies argue Mexico has failed to establish a financial cost incurred for health care, law enforcement, and other efforts to address gun violence where attributable to the manufacturer's actions. Now, they are suing in the United States court. They can't fucking do that. It's an admiralty. Don't you see? This is international admiralty. This is the fucking Queen's goddamn commerce law. This is the law of the sea. These courts are not fucking American courts, or these cocksuckers could not sue anybody in them. A foreign country suing in an American common law court wouldn't fucking work, would it? Because it would not be a fucking individual in their individual capacity filing suit against another individual in their original individual capacity. Now, would it? This is the new world order, one world government. Fucking sinking its goddamn tentacles into the goddamn United States of these Americans, and we're fucking letting it. Just like we let them bring their armies across. I mean, pretty soon this goddamn thing in San Francisco will turn out that'll be your new goddamn Gestapo or your Stasi in this country. Some son of a bitch who can't even speak come up and tell you fucking don't move or I'll shoot you in fucking some other fucking language. Well, it was your fault. You didn't understand. You got shot. The way they are fucking, goddamn, they're doing it. We're not doing shit. Nobody's doing shit. Okay, they also argued a U.S. law a U.S. fucking policy. I guarantee you this was never passed through the states for ratification if there was a constitution, which there ain't. The Protection of the Unlawful Commerce and Arms Act protects them from lawsuits over their products' misuse. Mexico, a foreign fucking country, foreign fucking jurisdiction, this is fucking unbelievable, people. Hell, goddamn, there's been 10,000 things should have knocked your fucking socks off and said, we're fucking being taken over. And they're close to fucking doing it. Because nobody is fucking raising a hand to fucking stop them. There are people out there that are doing shit, but there ain't enough of us. There ain't enough people out there doing shit. Okay, the protection products misuse. Mexico, though, says the law only precludes lawsuits over injuries in the United States and would not shield the companies from allegations over the trafficking of guns to Mexican criminals. If the government's going to sue a government, they have to do it in a fucking international court, don't they? But these aren't governments, are they? This is a one-world motherfucking administrative admiralty fucking system, and they can come right, walk right into a fucking court in the United States. We have no borders! We have no goddamn country, you stupid asses! Or would be impossible. This is a matter that would have to be held in an international court, isn't it? Just like the goddamn weapons left in fucking Afghanistan, the weapons left in fucking Iraq. What about them? Do you think the people over there ought to be able to fucking sue for anybody that gets killed with them? But who would they sue? Oh, they'll sue the guy that made the fucking tank? Or are they going to sue the fucking guy that fucking did the selling across the fucking border? And delivered up the fucking product. You know, like Eric Holder. No, we can't do that because this is, hey man, this is commerce. This is capitalism, people. Democratic Attorney General listen to this shit. Communist! Right here in your fucking face, attorneys. Attorneys are fucking twisters of the fucking word. Practicing private law of the fucking queen, the administrative admiralty law of the queen, as her esquires on our goddamn soil, in violation of our goddamn law. be a little upset. You know, I know there's going to be, but you shouldn't curse. You shouldn't curse. No! You should be out there blowing their fucking heads off. They're worried about fucking somebody cursing. You fucking igmos will get just what you goddamn deserve if you don't get off your dead cowardly asses and start fucking fighting. Excuse me. Communist attorneys, attorney generals who can't exist because of the Constitution that never was, never fucking ratified by we the people. And then the first act of the fucking first Congress was to create a new office called the Attorney General's Office, who would have jurisdictional authority over the whole goddamn free country. They ain't free because they're the fucking rulers. But hey, you said you were going to be our servants, but you can't be our servants and our rulers at the same time. I do know a little bit about physics. Attorney generals from 13 states, along with the District of Columbia, in January filed briefs supporting this goddamn international takeover of our fucking country. That's all you can call this. If Mexico wants to sue the United States, it has to sue the fucking United States government, which would be the United States corporation. But I guess they can't do that in a court because the court was set up for, well, it's just like us. We were set up to fucking sue as individuals, to live in autonomy, away and apart from that fucking government that was supposed to serve us just a couple of little fucking limited little things that has turned into the monstrosity that now declares itself our rulers. The ruling class, and we're the fucking service class. But the bottom line is the fucking, I guess the international law was set up that way too. Where only sovereign countries could go to the fucking international court to fucking seek redress for grievance. But they're not fucking goddamn countries. They're fucking corporations. It's all one big fucking international corporate cabal. So this is how they eliminate the fucking courts that could fucking deal with them through fucking paper. That's why paper is not going to work. The only thing that's going to stop these motherfuckers is fucking powder and lead. And then until our people get the fucking moxie and get the fucking backbone and get their goddamn, let their shit quit running yellow, it ain't gonna fucking happen. As did the countries of, other countries are filing briefs and what's supposed to be an American court. It is not an American court. It is an international fucking court. It has to be. You have international litigation going on there, don't you? These are the courts that have been taking everything you fucking own, have made sure that you cannot own anything, that have been violating the law of this country, supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this country and the people's jurisdictional authority for fucking, well, since they fucking 1871, well, it's 1861, well, when did fucking Stinkin' Lincoln declare fucking martial law and without any authority to do so and in violation of the 9th article of that fucking ratified document? You're not going to hear them talking about that. Why won't they talk about that fucking document? Because it's the law. And they don't want no goddamn law. They want to make it up as they go along. Yeah, good buddy here, good buddy. Who can shift the most money here? Oh, yeah, you fuck over here. China, you want to come and fucking buy up our fucking schools? You want to buy up our fucking land? You want to buy up our fucking country and come over here and lay the iron hand down upon our people? Bring it on, motherfuckers. We'll blow your little gook asses clear back to fucking China. Then we'll nuke the son of a bitch. Get that through your fucking head. Antigua, I never heard of, and Barbuda, I never heard of, and Belize, which said violent gun crimes had harmed Latin America and Caribbean nations. The reason we got a gun epidemic in this country, a gun death epidemic in this country, is we pump fuckers in here from those goddamn countries. They were fucking Guatemala. Number one fucking murder fucking capital of the United States. Let's get many of those little motherfuckers in here with the goddamn teardrops and the goddamn MS-13 gang tattoos. They're just children. Children that hack up other children with fucking machetes. You're supposed to not see this? We're supposed to not see this? We're at least supposed to not talk about it. Because this would be propaganda. There was a, I once, one of the, video somebody had put up on the site yesterday. And it was this guy all talking about all this false information that they're out, you know, they're getting paid all these fucking bucks for, well, you have a ministry of truth now. So they're going to come and say, and they mentioned COVID-19. Now, you're going to say that fucker exists. Now, you're talking about conspiracy theories. You're saying something exists that can't be proved to exist because it's never been fucking isolated. That's a theory. That's a conspiracy theory, isn't it? How much are you going to take, people? That's the only fucking question left. Will you go down on your goddamn knees? Will you fucking bow at the foot and kowtow at the foot of a fucking Chinaman? Will you give up your fucking goddamn liberty teeth? Will you fucking let them rape your fucking children? Little babies, pedophile across the goddamn board and you know it. Yet you just stand there and watch it fucking happen. Not all of you. But too many. Too many who know better. The only thing you can say about yourself is you are a goddamn coward. I'll tell you right to your fucking face. You are in your fucking face and call you a coward. Because that's what you are, and I do not fear you one tiniest little bit. Because I'm not a coward. I'll rip your fucking head off and shit down your fucking throat. Coward. China secured $120 million in contracts with U.S. universities in 2021. Records show. Well, we're about to go to war with them, aren't we? Somehow they got the guidance systems for the ICBMs. And they can deliver warheads to our shores. And now China's a threat. Oh, goddamn, every day we hear about they're going into Taiwan. Are we going to go to Taiwan? Are we going to war with fucking China? Well, if we are, let's goddamn make sure we're selling off as much of this country to the cocksuckers as we can. Evidently, it's already been planned for them to fucking defeat us. Is that why we're being starved of ammunition? We're not shooting it up either, you son of a bitches. The rich folk might fucking have the money to fucking shoot it up, but we don't have to because we've been shooting all our fucking lives. It won't take but a fucking day or two and we'll be fucking right on there. We'll be popping your asses at 800 to 1,000 fucking yards every fucking shot, you son of a bitches. And you cocksuckers that have in this country, that you dirty fucking low-down Tory son of a bitches that have gone along with it. You industrial cocksuckers. You fucking capitalist pig shit-eating motherfuckers that have gone along with this shit. To pack your pockets at the expense of the fucking people's fucking liberty and freedom, you are going to pay. Excuse me. Oh, let's see here. China-based, this is from Fox News. China-based entities, including the Chinese government, secured $120 million in contracts with American colleges in 2020. See, it's all they're trying to act like this is all one big fucking, the one world thing is already here. They're trying to pretend like it already fucking exists, people, and we ain't fired a fucking shot. This cannot happen. It ain't that many years ago that it was even against the admiralty fucking law. Foreigners can't buy up your goddamn country. They can't fucking buy up your colleges so that you can pay for the technology that they're going to send right over to fucking China because they're sending their fucking spies to the goddamn schools they own a part of. They own a part of your goddamn colleges. The fucking communists. The communists that 80,000 of our fucking people died trying so we wouldn't have to fight them here. I wonder what you fucking vets, you goddamn Vietnam vets and you Korean vets, what the fuck do you think about this shit? How do you fucking like it? How do you like the fuckers you seen blowing up your buddies fucking with their arms blowing off, their guts blowing out, blowing up in the fucking air, faces ripped off, heads ripped open? How do you fucking feel about it? Boy, you fucking accomplished your fucking mission, didn't ya? The Chinese institution entered into agreements ranging from $105,000 to $31 million with more than two dozen universities, a search of the College Foreign Gift and Contract Report database shows. The federal records, however, contain minimal details on the arrangements, such as the private Chinese entities involved and the specifics of the contracts. There is no private goddamn individual fucking Chinese. Anything one Chinaman does, it reflects the whole fucking goddamn Chinese regime because they are fucking communists. There is no individuals out there doing shit. Everything they do belongs to the Chinese government, which is the Chinese fucking people. It's one fucking goddamn big collective, like a goddamn beehive. So to say private Chinese entities, I want to know who in the fuck they are, because that is not goddamn communism, is it? We're going to change definitions every time that the fucking, it don't suit the fucking purposes of our enemies? A private Chinaman? That would mean a private individual. Chinaman in a communist collective? Really? No. What they're selling to the Chinese government. They're selling to the communists. Private Chinese entities involved in the specifics of the contracts. No, we just don't, we don't get to know who in the fuck's coming in here. What communists are coming in here buying up goddamn the colleges that we paid to fucking build. The fucking goddamn, the lands, I mean, the endowments from the fucking governments from fucking all over this fucking country. They're bringing goddamn communists in and selling them half the fucking university. So now you're going to do some teaching about Mao Zedong. You're going to have a, we're going to teach about the beauties of the fucking Cultural Revolution and the 200 million people killed in the name of the fucking communism. You know, to each his ability, to each his fucking need. Unless you happen to be a private, I guess, a goddamn individual fucking Chinaman in a collective, because that's what they just fucking said. The University of Houston reported the largest monetary contract with the Chinese entity. I like that entity. No, it's the Chinese fucking government. That's all there is over there. The whole fucking country's the government. Got that? If it belongs to the Chinese, it belongs to the Chinese fucking government collective. It's Red China. It's a goddamn fucking communist collective. Entity last year, the records show Houston linked, eked a nearly $32 million agreement with an unreported private source. You got fucking people committing goddamn espionage right in front of your, well, fuck, what the hell? They've done every other crime right in front of your goddamn face. Why not espionage? Chris Stippus, the director of media relations for the University of Houston, told Fox News that the contract is between Houston and Maritime University in China. The two schools combined forces, or did they sell half that fucking school to the goddamn Red Chinese? The two schools combined forces to form the Dalian Maritime University International Institute. International Institute. Don't you see what they are fucking doing? They're creating their goddamn one world government right in front of your fucking face, and they are fucking exercising it like they have some goddamn authority to do it. They don't. It's a violation of the goddamn law of this country. It's a violation of our authority. If we don't fucking stop this fucking shit, you're going to be a one world citizen, asshole. And you will kowtow at the foot of that goddamn Chinaman, because you won't have a gun, because you're too big of a cunt to fucking use it. The Institute offers three undergraduate programs in mechanical engineering. There goes everything. I mean, we are paid to create another enemy, just like we did with Russia with the Lend-Lease program. We have paid to create somebody who can fucking destroy us, who could kill millions of us, and a handful of fucking treasonous dog shit eaters like goddamn Bill Clinton fucking did. That cocksucker sold them the guidance systems to our IBMs, the guidance systems. And got busted doing it, and what, fuck, he got impeached, and he didn't even get kicked out of fucking office? But he got impeached for playing hide the cigar with Monica Lewinsky. Remember the cum shirt? Or the cum fucking, dress? You think they didn't have that, you think that wasn't all fucking a program too? Look at Cuomo. Killed 4,000 fucking people. Played the same fucking cards and fucking what, played, got the same fucking result. Not one fucking charge against him. And he's got a $60 million goddamn war chest to become governor again. But he's not governor. It's all fucking, there's no goddamn government in this goddamn country. There's a fucking international corporation that's trying to fucking take us over and subdue our people and subjugate our people and enslave our fucking people. They will starve us. They will shoot us. They will do anything they can to kill us off because we have the rightful goddamn ownership papers for this goddamn country. Plain and simple. They don't play nice. And just like this COVID horse shit. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. What, you know, the smallpox fucking blankets when they were taking it from the Indians. You know, I always thought they brought the blankets, you know, and they brought, here, have a stack of blankets to keep you warm. That ain't how it happened. Before the first ones came over here, they already knew that the fucking people in on this continent that we call the United States outnumbered fucking the people in Europe. Outnumbered them. So they sent little goddamn little boxes of goodies over here. We want to introduce ourselves. We sent you a present. And boy, do Indians like presents. And those presents, man, they'd have like some silver, maybe a silver pipe, a silver this, a silver that, you know, sparklies and glass beads and a little square, about fucking 2-inch square of cloth. And that's where the smallpox were. See, they only had to infest one person, and then it just spread through the whole fucking tribe and killed them. They'd already killed off fucking whole fucking tribes before they ever landed here to fucking start to take the fucking country away from them with just little square pieces of blanket. Oh, man, I don't know how that smallpox got on there. Do you? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Call up Trudy on the telephone. Send a letter to the mail. Just hit town last Friday evening. Sure as hell.
girls in the slot machine, and the boys in the back was a deal and seven cards. He said, I'm one, me, and one of two. I was raking in chips like Grant took Richmond. When a big John Lee come a-strolling in, he rigged a hockey table like a 707. Pretty soon he done won all of my bruises. I accused him of cheating, he reached for his pistol. I grabbed a chair, went upside of his head, then I took off running like a motorcycle. A wooden bullet. Heard the bullets flying in the siren wheel. But it took half the cops in there.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Blackberry Smoke with Trudy. I think Charlie Daniels did that, too. Something to listen to. Take a breath. Back to the Chinese and their $120 million in contracts with U.S. universities. Oh. One other university reported contracts directly with Chinese government. Well, any goddamn Chinese, there are no Chinese individual motherfuckers out there. It is a collective. It is communism. Everything belongs to supposedly everybody, but it all belongs to the goddamn committee, party committees at the fucking top and the goddamn individuals that make up those committees. Just like here in the United States. You got your goddamn robber baron, Zuckerberg, fucking, Bezos and fucking Bill Gates, and then you got your goddamn communist committee at the top with fucking Barack Obama. Fucking they have your goddamn Capitol and your goddamn White House fucking occupied right now with soldiers around it. Jesus, what's it take for you people? Anyways, governments, the University of Illinois at Urbana, Champaign shows five contracts totaling $26.5 million with the Chinese government. People, you can't do this. They can't buy it. They can't have it. It hasn't been taken from us. It belongs to the American nationals. And they cannot take anything from us without the due process of law guaranteed in that fucking Bill of Rights, which is the common law for the United States of these Americas. It is unalienable. It is ratified by we the fucking people. And it was ratified in December 15, 1791, and it is the fucking law. And we are failing to fucking enforce it. And it will be our doom if we do not fucking step up and get on the goddamn same page, say fuck everything else, we gotta save our country. We got to save our people. We got to save our liberty. We got to save our freedom. or we're not going to have them. You will fucking squalor in the fucking mud all day long for a goddamn Chinaman for a fish head and a bowl of rice and be glad to get it. And that's for your whole fucking family as they want you starve and laugh about it. Mr. Little fucking 2-centimeter Peter fucking at the top. Meanwhile, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, reported the third highest totals with Chinese operations. According to the records, the institute hauled in $14 million in contracts with unknown China-based entities. They're selling your unknown China. I tell you who that is, the Chinese fucking government. There is no unknown Chinese-based entities. An entity would indicate an individual. There is no individuality. It doesn't fucking exist. They're selling your country to a foreign fuck for your worst goddamn enemy in the world, the worst enemy to fucking freedom and liberty that ever exist. Communists, fascists, all operating under that great fucking corporate fucking veil of goddamn capitalism. If I can make a buck, it's all right to fucking take your life. If I can get a dollar for your life, it's all right to take because I'm a corporation. That's what I'm supposed to do. Foreign contracts and gifts reporting between international entities and American universities have been lackluster until recently. The online reporting system did not open until 2020, making the total amount in prior contracts unclear. I wonder who's running the goddamn country. The Department of Education also discovered $6.5 billion in previously unreported foreign money to universities from adversarial enemy fucking countries, including China and Russia. In 2020, we're about ready to go to war with Russia, aren't we? Building up troops over there in the Ukraine, ching ching. And Russia, we're selling them parts of the universities in the fucking United States of America, and we got a goddamn foreign country suing in a fucking goddamn admiralty court on our goddamn land! In direct violation of our law! Of our sovereignty! Earlier that year, the Senate Permanent Subcommittee, investigation called the foreign money a, quote, black hole. That's a fucking black hole. It's a black hole through your fucking head before you go in the goddamn ditch, you fucking fools. Due to colleges, quote, routinely, failings to comply with the law. It ain't really law because you're talking about the goddamn Uniform Commercial Code. It'd have to be, you know, this is the law of the sea. And being as we ain't on the sea, there ain't no rules on the sea. I mean, it's the law of the gavel. What the captain says is the fucking law. Even if he changes his mind every 5 fucking minutes, it's the fucking law. Failing to comply with the law, according to U.S. News and World Report. And what's going to be done about this? The same thing that was done about Cuomo. The same thing that was done about Bill Clinton. Nothing. Because there is no fucking law to prosecute them under. Because the law that was there in place, that was put in place by our ancestors to keep us fucking free and at liberty, they're just fucking just saying, fuck you, shove it in your ass. And we're not saying, fuck you, boom. They've declared war on us, open war. This is how they intend to fight it. Of course, they are building troops. Make no mistake about it. They're training fucking troops down on the Indian reservations, down on the southern border right fucking now. They're bringing Afghans, hardened fucking soldiers for 20 fucking years over here by the fucking tens of thousands as fast as they fucking can. How many are you going to let get here? Enough to fucking tell you can't beat them? Are you that fucking cowardly? You'll pay for it. You'll pay for it knowing that you'll die a coward's death. Watching your fucking daughter be raped. Or your old lady be raped. Or your fucking goddamn baby. China's collaborations with the universities have garnered increased scrutiny from members of Congress in recent years. Oh, really? You mean a goddamn fucking communist invasion has caught their attention that they're a part of? That they have consented to? Through as corporate fucking entities, not as goddamn representatives of we the people, because they are not representatives of we the people. They cannot be. They were created illegally, unlawfully, in violation of the people's will, not with the people's consent. The Senate unanimously approved a bill to crack down on Confucius Institutes or Beijing-funded cultural centers on campuses last year. Oh, that'll fix everything. Son of a bitches are here. They got banks here. Banks! The House added a version of this bill to the United States Innovation and Competition Act of 2021. An act that ain't worth the paper. It's just corporate policy. That they can, if you got enough money, you walk right around it. You've seen what they can do. They can murder people. They can murder thousands of people. And, oh, we look at goddamn Nancy Pelosi. When she was called, I claim my sovereign immunity. And see, they know what sovereignty is. They understand what they have done and how they've done it. That's why they do not want to talk about that Bill of Rights, because that motherfucker belongs to each and every goddamn one of us. Every one of us has that authority. They have no court they can take us into. Because it would be a violation of the fucking ninth article. They cannot create fucking courts that fucking allow them to deny or disparage any fucking right in that goddamn body of law. We must have our procedural due process before anything can be taken from us, but that hasn't happened, has it? No more than stopping people on the side of the road and fucking goddamn highway bandits, robbing them. I think the fifth article says, nobody shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. And the due process of the law is quite well fucking lined out in those goddamn, in the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth fucking articles of that goddamn body of law. And the ninth article seals the fucking deal that says there cannot be any fucking power higher than that law. Than the law, which is the jurisdictional authority of the individuals in this goddamn country. The nationals. We the people. Congress sent him out. Okay. China has also kept a close eye on dissenters on U.S. campuses who have faced a swift retaliation for being outspoken against their authoritarian government. ProPublica reported. In one instance, a graduate student from Purdue University posted a message on a dissident website applauding the bravery of the students killed in the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. His parents called from China crying and said a Chinese Ministry of State Security, MSS, its civilian spy agency, had warned them of this action. We got one of these MSSs here now, too. We were almost China people. They told us to make you stop or we are in trouble, his parents said. They're going to look at us. They're going to be talking about us just like Taiwan. We own all that. We fucking bought it. We bought it with fucking money that was fucking stolen from the American people and it was sold in as an act of fraud against the American people. But we own it, so we got the right to invade. Why don't you just come on ahead and fucking do it? I'm tired of fucking waiting on you cocksuckers. See, they're coming at us from every angle. They know they're coming up against a fucking giant. A fucking giant of people that are goddamn had enough. People who are raging to fucking settle this shit. But then they have in between us and them, just like they have their standing fucking Blackwater USA Army. They have the goddamn fucking this U.S. United States corporation that can't exist. That is a running violation of the law since its fucking inception. It is goddamn high treason and goddamn sedition. That would get them hung. Every fucking one of them hung. A part of their sedition was they removed the goddamn people's courts that they couldn't do. They did not have the authority. That was an authority forbidden by the ninth article. It took away our right to common law. To our autonomy. To our self-government. I love the way they keep coming up into it. They've been saying that a lot. And not, I don't watch the stupid box no more. I won't even look at that son of a bitch. But they have been bringing it up a lot. About how America is self-ruled because they get a vote. That is so fucking outrageous. It's beyond outrageous, isn't it? Am I missing something here? Self-government meant autonomy.
That means we ruled ourselves, not a government ruling over us. No ruling class, no serving fucking class. They accept that they were supposed to be our fucking servants, according to the lies they told when they were putting that unlawful constitution that never was into fucking place so they could start the theft of our fucking country for their queen. Other students at Purdue started harassing him, calling him a CIA agent and saying they would report him to the embassy and MSS. Well, that figures, doesn't it? I mean, they're going to report you to a Chinese fucking authority for something you did in an American university. Well, yeah. Get your parents killed over there. Man, I'll tell you. The student had also planned to speak at an event for the University of the Tiananmen Square Massacre, anniversary of the Tiananmen Square Massacre. Despite his hesitancy, he participated in rehearsals for it. The MSS revisited his parents. They're going to come and visit you, too. And he decided not to speak at the event. I think that the Zoom rehearsals were known by the Chinese Communist Party, the student told ProPublica. I think some of the Chinese students in my school are CCP members. I can tell you they are not simple students. They are not, they could be spies or informants. Well, of fucking course they are. They've even told you that on the stupid box. I mean, goddamn, they'll tell you that we're covered. All China's taking over. They're going to come here and they're going to beat you motherfuckers into goddamn compliance. Because you're a bunch of fucking pussies. Okay, here we go. See, they're never going to let anything go. You ain't heard shit about COVID-19 everywhere I go, man. There might be one or two people in fucking 50 or 60 that still are wearing the stupid fucking mask. I guess they fucking are the hardcore communists who just think, goddamn, all slave class people should be fucking masked, just like in Egypt in the older days. Because we're wanting to go back to a monarchy. I want to live like a goddamn serf, don't you? I want to work my fucking ass off to hand my money over to the king so he can hand it over to the fucking clergy to try to pray his ass out of fucking purgatory for the fucking misery he has committed in getting the fucking wealth to give to the goddamn... to give to the goddamn churches, so that they can pray his ass out of purgatory. Oh, that sounds like wiping your ass on a hula hoop, doesn't it? That's what they want. They want it so bad. They want you to have to. They want a man that can whip their fucking ass in 5 fucking seconds, stomp them into the goddamn sidewalk, to have to avert his eyes and call him my lord, and look out the side of their face, or else we'll call in the goon squad, the MSS. Because you're talking communism here, people. You're talking fascism here, people. And you're talking capitalism because we're going to make fucking money doing it. They're going to make money. You're going to give it up. You can live in a fucking hovel. You think they give one goddamn shit about you? You're crazy. You're in the fucking way is what you are. Philly reimposes indoor mask mandate is from Gateway Pundit sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Philadelphia announced it is reinstating its indoor mask mandate beginning April 18th. Students will be required to wear masks in school when they return from spring break. All public places will require masks due to rising COVID cases. There is no COVID-19. There is no COVID-19. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It's never been fucking isolated. It's a lie. It's a production. Health Commissioner Cheryl Bettagoli announced on Monday. According to the Philadelphia Department of Public Health, there are 142 COVID-19 doesn't exist. They're not even putting the 19 on it anymore. But they got to keep it in there. God, Goebbels cannot fucking fail. But you're gonna fail. You're going to fucking fail. Cases as of April 8th and 44 people were hospitalized because of COVID. But was it from the shot? Huh? Because we know COVID-19 doesn't exist, so it had to be from the fucking shot that isn't a vaccine, that is indeed a biological kill agent. So that makes pretty good sense. But why wouldn't you put that there? Unvaccinated people, if that's what people are doing it, boy, you tried it, didn't you? COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. This is all a fucking psyop. to keep your fucking mind off the fact that the Chinese are invading your goddamn country right under your fucking nose and taking over, and they're getting the goddamn Pope's little brown army is going to be their fucking cannon fodder out front. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported, by resuming the indoor mask mandate, city officials hope to stave off another surge in hospitalization and deaths that could. I mean, always that hypothetical, man. We live in a I'm a hypothetical boy in a hypothetical world. Could accompany the current case increase that appears to be caused by the, you guys are going to love this, by the BA, period two Omicron subvariant. Well, it wasn't that long ago, people. They're entrenching this shit. We're going on 3 years now. We should have dusted it right out the fucking gate, and it would have never got no fucking traction. But they're going to keep on with it. They're going to keep, I mean, whether they're in your face, whether they're, you know, pissing you off with trying to make you wear a mask or trying to force you to have a shot, they're going forward with it. Communists always march forward. They find a weak point, and they go forward there. When you go to plug it off that weak point, they go to another fucking point. Because you can't, they think you can't cover all your fucking bases when all you really got to do is just dust the one group. And they are one fucking group that is causing all of this fucking shit. That is trying to entrench themselves into your country. That are going to have Chinese come over here and fucking, little fuck, you think you can beat us now? Bring it on. If we fail to act now, knowing that every previous wave of infection has been followed by a wave of hospitalizations and a wave of deaths, it'll be too late for many of our residents, Health Commissioner Cheryl Bedegul said during a briefing Monday. Bedegul noted that 750 Philadelphians died in 3 months over the winter during the Omicron wave. Were they vaccinated? I mean, you see how they fucking skirted that fucking... They're not talking about that goddamn so-called vaccination no more, are they? How many of them had it? All of them? During the fucking winter and cold season? We don't know if the BA2 variant in Philadelphia will have the kind of impact on hospitalization and deaths that we saw with the original Omicron variant this winter. Betty Gould said, I suspect that the wave will be smaller than the one we saw in January. You fucking ain't no fucking wave. You would try to sell fucking air conditioners to Eskimos. You fucking sick son of a bitches. And there's sick thing is that there's fucking Eskimos in this goddamn country that would buy the son of a bitches. You really do need that air conditioner. It's only 40 below outside, don't you know? And you are Eskimos. UPS stops delivering mail in Santa Monica, California after multiple carriers assaulted. This is from Gateway Pundit, sent in by Misty for a discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. The United States Postal Service stopped delivering mail to Santa Monica, California neighborhood after multiple carriers were assaulted. Multiple carriers have been subject to assaults and threats of assault from an individual who has not been located or apprehended. Put somebody in a goddamn truck and drive down there to kick his ass or shoot him. The safety of our employees and the mail they deliver to you is our highest concern. You're a corporation. Your only fucking concern is money. This is just another disruption in the goddamn transportation system in this goddamn country. You're trying to fucking destroy us. You're doing every fucking thing you can, and you're getting ready to fucking die for it. Get ready, because you're going to die for it. Until we can ensure the safety of both delivery services, our service, safety of both delivery service will remain suspended. A letter from UPS said to residents in Santa Monica, Fox 11 Los Angeles reported the United States Postal Service is stopping mail service temporarily in one Santa Monica neighborhood after multiple mail carriers were assaulted, according to officials. So if this fellow's doing it in one and they stop delivering, wouldn't he just go to the next? I don't know. I'm no guy. I'm not Sherlock Holmes. In the letter from UPS, USPS, God, I hate the way they do shit. They change everything. Sent to neighbors in the 1300 block of 14th Street, officials said the Postal Service does not enter into discussions to suspend service lightly. Oh, I'm sure you don't. You're important motherfuckers. And no, you phony cocksuckers. USPS did not elaborate on the assaults. USPS says those who are affected by the, this mail service suspension can pick up mail at the USPS facility located at 1653 7th Street. It's unclear at the time when mail service will return. Well, if the guy didn't get no mail truck, he's going to go to another one. You're going to shut that one down too, and that one down too. I mean, damn, man. If they wanted to get a guy for fucking taxes, they could fucking find that son of a bitch in 24 hours. If they really wanted to find somebody. You think about the guy that shot those fucking two cops and how they hunted him. Hunted him like dogs, everything. They were after that motherfucker. They were going to get him because he blasted a cop that was fucking pushing himself on his fucking brother's wife. I never did hear what happened about that. Did you? I didn't either. Anyways, guys, I've had enough of this shit for the day, if you have. And we'll call it a day, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I promise you, it's just going to get worse every fucking day until you fucking put a stop to it. It's you. You either do it or it don't get done. You either do it or you deliver your children into goddamn slavery, and that is The Word from the Trenches.